You can clap. That's okay. That's okay. Thank you all for coming, and sorry about the disruption. That happens from time to time. Next item, 730, please, Carla.
Authorize a development agreement between the city and Portland State University, Oregon Health Sciences University, and Portland Community College for the development and creation of a new commercial multi-level condominium building known as the Jasmine Block at 401 Southwest Harrison Street.
Colleagues, it's my pleasure to present for council approval the authorization of a development agreement between the city, Portland State University, Oregon Health and Sciences University, and PCC, with the support, of course, of Prosper Portland, for the collaborative development of the site at 4th and Montgomery. This agreement marks the achievement of an important project milestone and has been many years in the making. This partnership provides a means to leverage our resources and funding to achieve common goals that we share and provide a community asset that will serve a broad range of citizens and create long-term partnerships with the owners of the project. Here to present on behalf of the Office of Management and Finance, of course, is Chief Administrative Officer Tom Reinhart. Good morning, Mr. Reinhart, and welcome.
Good morning, Mayor. Thank you. For the record, Tom Reinhart. Proud to be the city's chief administrative officer. We are happy to be here today to ask council to authorize this development agreement for a new seven-story commercial condominium building located, as the mayor said, on Southwest Montgomery between 4th and 5th Avenues, now branded as the 4th and Montgomery building. This partnership is an opportunity to offset our projected shortage of city-owned office space within the downtown core and reduce the amount of lease spaces needed to accommodate future bureau needs as our city grows. Thank you. In May 2017, Council approved bond financing of the project not to exceed $20 million, plus additional amounts sufficient to pay costs related to the bonds. I want to emphasize that the development agreement before you today includes two main components. Number one, it outlines roles and responsibilities for all the partners. Specifically, the decision-making processes, the design process, the project budget, the schedule, and the property conveyance. Number two, it identifies each owner's square footage requirements and funding responsibilities. An oft-asked question is who will be in this building from the City of Portland, and we believe at this point it is most likely that the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability will move employees into the space. We are grateful today to have representatives from many, if not all of the partners. I believe all of the partners are actually represented today, and I want to acknowledge them before I hand it off to Dan Zalko from Portland State. From Prosper Portland, I think I saw Lisa Obwoff. Do we have Lisa? If you could just raise your hand behind me if when I call your name so council can see you. I think I saw Lisa here. From Portland Community College, Lisa Degman. From OHSU, Jennifer Taylor. I'm watching the council's faces.
They're all here so far. Check.
This is an interesting exercise. From SRG Partnership, the lead architects, Sam Stadler and Lori Cunnup. And, of course, Dan is here from Portland State University, our anchor partner. Dan's going to take us through the rest of the presentation. Then, of course, we will answer any questions that council has.
Very good. Thanks, Tom.
Mayor Wheeler, member of City Council, thank you for the opportunity to share information about this exciting project. As the Associate Vice President for Planning and Construction Real Estate at PSU, I've had the privilege of working on this project since its conception about 5 years ago. Per the development agreement, PSU is leading project management and has been delegated responsibility for contracting and accounting services. We take this responsibility very seriously and are extremely committed to being diligent stewards of our collective resources. The four-person steering committee, which includes one representative from each owner, selected SRG Partnership last fall and Anderson Construction as well to construct the building, and many consultants and trade partners have already been brought on board. We are on track to exceed our collective goal that at least 20% of firms hired by the design team and contractor are minority women, disabled, or emerging small business owned. We've already had two design advice requests meetings, and we will be before the Design Commission on August 2nd for our land use hearing. And if all goes well, as anticipated, we plan to break ground in just a few months And then 2 years later, around October 2020, the building will open. This has been an extremely positive collaborative relationship between these four partners. We've worked very well together over the last year. The building occupants will include at least five yet-to-be-determined retailers, PSU's Graduate School of Education, OHSU, PSU's Joint School of Public Education, Portland Community College's dental programs and their community clinic, as well as the City Bureau that Tom noted. So I can speak for all of the city's partners on this project in thanking you all, thanking Prosper Portland and the Office of Management and Finance for your continued support.
We are very enthusiastic about the partnership. We're happy to take any questions you have. Please don't ask me to manipulate the slides. I did my best, but that wasn't a great job. But anyway.
Yeah, Tom, don't touch it. I'll just make one minor correction. It's the PSU-OHSU Joint School of Public Health that will be
located. Thank you for the correction, Mr. Mayor.
No worries. My job is done here.
Go ahead. After you, Dan. Will this building be LEED Gold at least?
Yes. Minimum LEED Gold and aspiring to be LEED Platinum.
Okay, great.
So I just want to offer a two-minute history lesson, because I know we have to keep on track so the mayor can meet his 11:30 appointment with one of his colleagues. But this project really started under Mayor Adams. And it was Mayor Adams who led a comprehensive effort that led to the creation of the so-called Education Urban Renewal District. One of the casualties of having serial one-term mayors is that a new mayor can come in and can change whatever he or she wants, and as a result, we've seen some lack of continuity on some major projects. Mayor Hales came in, was a skeptic of the education URA, and actually pulled the plug on it. Now, interestingly, one of the council members that agreed with him in terms of the utility of an education URA was Commissioner Fritz. But Commissioner Fritz thought that a bargain, a deal, a commitment had been made to Portland State, and she was not going to pull the plug on an education urban renewal district without a commitment from the city that we would make up the commitment through some other mechanism. That led to a more robust vision for the South Waterfront Urban Renewal District, the North McAdam District, that in turn led to conversations about site-specific projects where the city and Portland State and other partners could do what they had done so successfully at the Urban Center, which is probably the model of where all these parties come together, use their different buckets, and then build something. So, Mayor, I want to say to you that I appreciate that you and the CAO have honored a commitment the council made. Dan is actually the official historian of the council because he goes back longer than I do. But we were both here when that commitment was made. And I had particular heartburn when a decision was made to pull the plug on an education URA because I thought it was well-conceived, and I thought that there was no institution that was more important for us to work with than Portland State University downtown. But because of Commissioner Fritz's principal position, we ended up redrawing the lines on the North McAdam District, ended up putting additional resources in, picking projects. This comes out of that, and I think this has the potential to be a wonderful project with a great partner. So I say, notwithstanding the pitfalls of serial one-term mayors, I appreciate that this administration is channeling a little bit of the Adams administration and keeping faith with the commitment that we made to Portland State University. And this building, I think, will be a great community resource and an important space for us as we relocate to planning sustainability there. So thank you.
You're welcome. Mayor, before you call the roll, can I acknowledge a couple of other people?
We also need to take testimony.
Of course.
Thank you. And it's a first reading.
Yeah, can I acknowledge a couple other people?
Yeah, of
so,
course.
So three people from facilities have played a key role in this. I want to acknowledge Sharon Raymore, David Olongi, and Laura Goble. I believe I saw Sharon here. Sharon, if you'd wave your hand. David was here earlier. And of course, from the city attorney's office, countless hours by Linda Law. I don't think Linda's here, but I want to acknowledge all the work she put in. Thank you.
Very good. All right, public testimony, Carla.
Something went wrong with the sign-up sheet here. Is there anybody who wanted to speak to this item?
I see one person. Come on up. Three minutes, please, Carla.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Edith Gillis, and I'm a very proud member of SEIU, Service Employee International Union. We are a sanctuary union. We welcome all. There's no room for hate in our workplaces, homes, or country. We're united in solidarity with immigrants, refugees, members of all races, religions, the LGBTQI community, and we respect women and value black lives. I'm here because this development area that is joint for public health, I want us to be aware that it's close to ICE and that one quarter of the people who are represented by our union are immigrants. And more than that, in nursing homes, and almost all of the people in adult foster care are immigrants. I also want you to be aware that as we are terrorizing immigrants and refugees who, through no fault of their own, are denied the proper paperwork that they have offered or that's been stolen for them or denied, that reduces the quantity and the quality of care options. In 2000, the Oregon voters...
Ma'am, in all fairness, the mayor has already ruled what was germane or not to a prior proceeding.
Can you keep this?
Do you have testimony as to whether the specific item before us is whether we should enter into this development agreement? And it has specific terms, and so the testimony really needs to be to the development agreement.
And so I want the terms to be... increasing more information about having protection for the care providers and that we have protection from ICE and DHS and other folks who would be violating that space for those of us who are going for CNAs or other degrees, and that the study of it and the space around it is protected and that we're not having the violation as today when the fire department and the ambulance were called in falsely to ICE to clear a way for prisoners who were taken away, and then protesters and neighbors being brutalized. I want to have our public health to take into account the environmental harm, and I want them to be taken into account the systemized oppression and violence and how that chronic stress causes long-term physical and autoimmune diseases that we need to have addressed as a public health issue.
So you represent SEIU?
I am coming as an individual who's a proud SEIU member, but I am not speaking for SEIU.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you. And I appreciate, I hear what you're saying, and I appreciate the way you did it as opposed to what we saw about 20 minutes ago in the chamber. I actually didn't know what the heck they were talking about because they were shouting so many invectives and swear words.
They were shooting people, children. They were poisoning people who are chemically sensitive. They were terrorizing the neighborhood because of ICE and DHS and violating so many federal, state, and city laws.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your testimony. All right, with that, is there anything else, colleagues, before we move this ordinance to second reading? Very good. This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading.